Hello, friends. Welcome to your weekly Motivational Moments with Eric Vickery, President of Coaching at All-Star Dental Academy. And this week, I want to talk to you about clarity of expectations. Clarity of expectations, just this phrase, it really comes from the vision from your leader. And then it really follows through with effective communication second. Now, if you know me, I always say the answer to the problem, the answer to the solution that you're looking for doesn't lie in communication, it lies in effective communication. Think about the challenges you've run into your life. Oftentimes, just bad communication that gets in the way. So one of the number one things we run into in leadership training or team building is lack of clarity, that clarity of expectation. So, I mean, gosh, right now, onboarding for new people in dentistry, and the first 90 days, we have a 40% retention rate. That's pretty low. So what's happening is people think they know what they're getting on boarded with, and they think they know what the job is going to entail, but there's lack of clarity. Some people have been around for a long time, and the leader has a different expectation than the team member. And the team members going and going and going, thinking they're doing all the right things, but yet the leader has a different level of expectation. That could be a veteran team member, that could be a new team member, and that vice versa. The team member may also think that they have an expectation of their leader that's not being met. Well, how do you get clarity of expectation accomplished? Well, here's a few things that you can start doing right away. Please, 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 team members, make sure this. You are scheduling a 15-minute meeting with your leader once a month. Minimum. Every month you have that meeting, you schedule the next meeting and so on. In that meeting, what are you doing? You're getting clear on expectations. And the leader is going to run that meeting and they're going to ask the how questions. And they say, you know, how are you doing with your team building amongst your team? How are you doing at this system? How are you doing at this task? How can I support you in growth? Flip the script. Team member is saying, how am I doing? How am I meeting your level expectations? And then know this, you're not resenting the feedback that you're getting. And it's a two-way street. Leadership is getting feedback. Team members are getting feedback. This is how you create clarity of expectation. Now, it starts with vision. So leaders, at the beginning of that meeting, lead that meeting with an introduction to your vision. So you may say things like, you know, Ricky Bobby, you and I are a dynamic duo, and our vision is for you to be at this level. This is the direction we're going, where we want you to be. Let's talk about how we can help you get there, and then start using your how questions over and over and over again. So your challenge this week is, do you have a clear understanding of the vision? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're meeting the level of expectation your leader has for you and vice versa? And number three, do you have your monthly 15-minute one-on-one meeting scheduled with your leader? Remember, the annual review is dead. Nobody wants to do an annual review and learn what they didn't do effectively 7, 8, 9 months ago. We want monthly feedback, continual feedback. All right, guys, go out and make it happen this week. And remember, you can go allstardentalacademy.com/events and learn about our leadership event that's coming up in May, May 16th in Florida. All right, guys, take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.